Whoa. We're recording this from the past. Whoa.
Oh. Brandon, you're scaring me. This is too spooky for me.
It's Tuesday from last week, but you're listening to this on Monday today. Whoa.
Dude.
Whoa.
Stop it. Stop it.
Whoa.
That's getting too scary.
Whoa. I'm a ghost.
You done there?
Start the pod.
If you made it through that intro and are still with us, welcome to the podcast. I hope nobody got scared off. Brandon, have you ever seen a ghost, actually?
I've never seen a ghost. There was a... I just remembered while I was doing that classic ghost bit that there was, like, a homeless gentleman that came up to me the other day, and he was, like I was with my girl, walking out of a restaurant, and then he came up to me and was like, "I'm the ghost of Christmas past." And then she walked away.
Wasn't even curious. Like, what if he was?
Right, I know. And that's the thing. And then just left me to deal with it. And so I had to I was trying to go back into the restaurant, but he blocked me off.
Dude, I would have
kept saying, "I'm the ghost of Christmas past."
I would have
And then
gotten him to walk away with you and then sprinted off, hid, probably gone to a friend's house for a while and just disappeared for 12 hours and not answer her calls. Then just all to teach
classic,
her a lesson, be like, I was with him. That was the ghost,
of Christmas past.
I had to go back and visit my past.
I walked off and
why did you just go back in the restaurant?
I know. Well, I regret it because I walked away and then he was like, "Oh, what? You can't handle basic sarcasm."
You had an opportunity to really fuck with her head.
Yeah.
In a very, very whimsical way.
I could have arranged a, do you think he would have arranged a bit?
Yeah, he would have arranged a bit. He would have been down.
He would have been down to...
Especially if he was asking for money, you could have just tossed
really
him a couple bucks.
Really just hunker down.
Yeah. And he hangs up, and he keeps visiting you at night. You have to double down to keep the lie going.
Yeah. I don't want to disparage any hobos. I don't know if we have any hobo listeners.
Yeah. Classic hobos with a picnic stick.
This is after your time, but iCarly used to always make hobo jokes.
Oh yeah, I kind of remember that. Yeah.
Which was bad to me.
Yeah.
I didn't like that, you know, fucking Dan Schneider made so many hobo jokes on iCarly. I feel like that's very formative. Yeah. A show like iCarly is very formative for a lot of people.
Were they
brains.
Classic? I mean, that was sort of in
the era. They're sort of creating a lot of classist young adults.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that was kind of in the era, too, of wasn't that in the era of Spork? Random.
Yeah, they would do
penguins.
Random dancing. They would do random dancing on that show. Yeah, it was there's a lot of,
dude, where did that come from?
There's certain foods that they'd, where it'd be
you kicked me in the spleen.
Chowder.
Yeah. What'd you just dump a pint of chili on me?
Chili is always a very
dude. Where
kid show?
I was thinking about it the other day. Where did that where did the random
cheese?
Like,
it would always be cheese. Every random kid would be cheese. Yeah. I'm eating cheese.
Where did the spork penguin random humor come from?
The classic I'm so random copy pasta. from like 4chan and
yeah,
Reddit.
But like that was real. Like my sister was into that type of humor for a little bit when she was like 11, and it was universal. This was pre-internet.
I blame Invader Zim.
This to me that was pre. I remember it pre-Invader Zim. I think Invader Zim capitalized it on it. But like that's like one of those things where I look back, like pre-meme era, where it's like there were just like these genres of jokes that like every kid knew, but there's no explanation as like how they knew all that.
Yeah, who do you blame for that?
I don't know. I mean,
also, how has Dan Schneider not been exposed?
Who is Dan Schneider?
He's the guy who iCarly, Victorious, but like dating back to like Kenan and Kel, all that. Like every sort of like,
is he like the EP
Nickelodeon show? Yeah, but he's like, look at a picture of Dan Schneider and tell that guy's not molesting children.
Wow.
Allegedly.
Oh my God, he's got the look.
Allegedly.
Dude, we need to stop the theme of like disparaging like massive comedic network heads.
But he's not, Nickelodeon's not going to employ me at any point.
Yeah, that's probably true.
I don't think I'm getting in there at any point.
You're not getting slimed.
I don't trust.
I don't know enough about him.
I'm just going to say that I don't trust Dan
Schneider.
I'm just going
to bow out of that one. But yeah. Anyway, back to the random humor. I don't know where that came from. There's a lot of stuff like that that, you know, you don't know where it came from, like where it's like a original, like pre-internet meme.
I mean, if not Invader Zim, then who?
I think Invader Zim capitalized on it, but I don't know where it came
from. I mean, Invader Zim wasn't a bad show. Like,
yeah.
Invader Zim was Joaquin Vasquez or whatever is like funny. Invader Zim was a good show that just had bad. It was kind of the
it was kind of the
like Rick and Morty of its time, fan base wise.
You know, without going too deep
into it, it was not as good as Rick and Morty, but there are a lot
of things that like, you know, have explanations like that. Like if everybody kind of knew, like everybody knew about like Donkey Punch, Hot Carl, like, you know, those like weird like sexual moves, like the Houdini.
Wait, do you know Jensen Karp?
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Yeah, his like old rap name was Hot Carl.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he had a short-lived rap career.
But yeah, so I always wondered like how everybody knew about that. But there's actually, so there was like a thing. There was a PDF that flew around the internet like pre-social media days.
Yeah,
like an actual PDF. It was a list, like an ongoing list of those that was like forwarded around in like emails and chat rooms, like a chain letter.
Everybody I knew about it because of like Urban Dictionary.
This, but I'm talking like way
pre-Urban Dictionary.
Right. I'm talking about like, you know, there's just
Jack is 40. We should mention that.
Yeah.
We should mention that Jack Wagner is 40 years old.
No, but I did like, I'm a few years older than you and I like did live like a good chunk of my life in the pre-internet days. It was
yeah, your first time jacking off was like not to internet porn.
Oh, it was hard. Yeah, it was like paper.
It
was a hardcover porn.
It was to paper.
A hardcover.
It you
had
drew
a little
your
string.
Own, you
like
drew
a
your
string
own porn.
Yeah, no. Kids did though. I remember a kid in the back of my bus
Absolutely.
Would draw like draw his own porn. But anyway, what were we talking about before that? How do we get on that
just
topic?
Random,
I have like a list of things we're going to
talk
about.
We were talking
about
random humor.
Yeah, random humor. I don't know how that came about. But either way.
It was pre-internet. It was pre-Invader Zim.
I think, yeah, pre-Invader Zim. I think they just capitalized on it.
But who like invented, who invented Spork?
I have no idea. Maybe it was from a show. Maybe it was. I have no idea. I don't know the first. I'm glad that there's been a revival of those types of jokes. I've greatly enjoyed it. That was your first 280 character tweet.
Oh, my first 280 character was just like the like, hi, I'm Katie, I'm random.
Yeah.
And bye. That was another thing is every like random kid was bi.
They were bisexual?
In like middle school and high school, every kid that was like lay epic random type was like also bi.
Interesting. That wasn't like that for me.
I think that's yeah.
It might have just been like
maybe that's a generational.
Well, how old
thing.
Are you?
I'm 25.
Okay, so I'm 4 years older than you.
Yeah.
So I would have been a senior when you were a freshman.
Yeah, I graduated high school in 2011.
Yeah, that makes sense. So yeah, that's interesting. A lot has changed in that just small window of time. The internet really changed a lot of things, and for the better and for the worse. Honestly, I do believe it's for the better. Most of it.
Most of it's for the better.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's too powerful. The internet is
it's very powerful. Sometimes it seems like it made things worse, but it's actually you're just not factoring in the good things it does. It's just very much like you have to see everything now.
Right.
Like, that's a big thing for me. YouTube culture, like, you're seeing a lot of stuff that's like, what we look at is just like, oh, this is fucking horrible. Like, the Pauls, like Jake Paul, Logan Paul and stuff.
Right.
Like, that kind of stuff, and all the YouTubers and whatever, you're looking at, you're like, this is terrible. Like, why
Jake
is this?
Jake Paul is significantly worse than Logan.
Yeah, significantly worse.
Logan is like, I think, like, it's sort of a, the Jake Paul, Logan Paul dynamic is a lot like Bush and Trump. Where, like, because of Trump, everybody's like, oh, Bush was great.
Yeah.
And so I think because Jake Paul exists, I'm sort of like, yeah.
Logan's not too bad.
Yeah. Yeah, I like Logan Paul. Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. Interesting comparison.
I think I'm the first person to make that comparison. nobody's really done that on a pod yet.
Yeah, we like, you have to see that stuff now. So it's really easy to think that culture has just gotten like really horrible. Maybe it has.
Culture's never been good.
No, but growing that's up, the, like yeah. that's for their audience is like 12-year-olds, but they're showing up on our Explore page, and same with like,
well,
the
yeah, that
Instagram
is like the
comedians.
Thing is, I
you wouldn't like 10 years ago, you wouldn't like be forced to watch Nickelodeon or Disney Channel,
right?
Like that. Well,
you're
be,
also
like,
not
up.
Forced to go on the Instagram Explore page.
No, but
that
like,
is one thing about like all the like anti Jake Paul stuff. Like, I get it. I don't. You know, I'm not a Jake Pauler myself. I think that's the term, or they're Jake Paulers, right?
Yeah, I think so.
And then it's Logang.
I don't know about that one. Yeah.
But with like Jake, he's doing videos for like children.
Yeah.
He's doing videos for children. So there is like, I think something that's
like, you wouldn't have had to know about him like until like,
yeah. But like, I do think something worse than Jake Paul is like the 30 somethings, 40 somethings that like their whole livelihood is like, doing like vlog recaps of Jake Paul's at it again and he's bad and I hate him, and it's like, oh, you're a full grown man. there's people who their profession is just being like, yeah, Jake Paul sure sucks, right? And it's like, yeah, but you're 40. Like,
yeah, like once again, like you shouldn't really have to know about him.
I mean, not to like play, I don't want to be a Jake Paul apologist.
You're still in the same
Jake
game.
Apologist.
You're still in the same game.
I'm like, not in the same.
No, that not them. I'm saying like those people.
They're still
like,
in the
they're
same.
Still
game.
In the like. They're yeah. still in the same industry.
Did you? I don't think you gave me enough credit just now when I said Jake Apologist.
Oh wow, I didn't even hear that. No,
yeah,
that's
I
great.
Said Jake Apologist.
Jake Apologist. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, quit being a Jake Apologist right now.
I said, yeah, I was really proud of that. I was really proud of me saying Jake Apologist just now. I was really proud earlier. I was
that's
talking
gonna
about,
go into the eventual show wiki probably.
Is Jake Apologist?
Like yeah,
hope so.
That's the first phrase of the show. We're officially.
I want a wiki. I want a subreddit.
Yeah, but overarching point there. There's a lot of stuff I think online that we just have to like be made aware of now, like that you just like accidentally find out or accidentally see stuff because it's all in one giant feed and algorithms like will like give it to you like constantly where it's like they think you want to see it. Then you're like,
oh,
that was the worst thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
In
the
life.
Algorithm really does suck.
Yeah.
The algorithm like, is made for no one.
Yeah, absolutely. But like,
the algorithm is just like designed to like show everyone shit that they don't want to see.
Yeah. 10 years ago, if you were like the entertainment forms were like TV and also like early websites, like you had to actively go on a website or like TV, you're like stick to your channels. At most you like accidentally like
you'd
click
like click through
then, something.
Yeah.
But like now with how Instagram and Twitter works, it would be the equivalent of like if you were watching like the X-Files or whatever TV show you're watching at the time. And then like, all of a sudden, like, a Disney Channel show would, like, pop up in the corner and be like, hey, check this shit out.
I mean,
out.
If... Not necessarily.
Or, like, in a commercial break. I mean, like...
Is that how you
no,
feel about, like...
It's like, if it comes up in your feed, yeah, you didn't,
does
like,
does it come up in your
Twitter,
feed?
You see garbage
I mean,
Twitter,
yeah,
like,
people
yeah.
will, like, retweet dumb shit.
There's no equivalent. There's
your,
no way to, like,
yeah.
directly make an equivalent between TV and...
Right. It's yeah. just... But, yeah, that is, like, the... That is something I've been trying to correct in my life, where... Yeah. I think I regret like a lot of 2016, but like, you know, something I've just tried to like remove from my life is just spending a truly like dumb amount of time looking at shit that I don't like online.
Oh yeah, it's really
like unhealthy. That's something that will like fry your brain. That's something that will fucking like
absolutely
ruin your like that will like break your brain. It's yeah. just like purposely looking at awful shit or like going to a Twitter account that you know that you hate. Going to
watching
videos that like watching, you know, watching like vloggers that are making videos for children just so you can get mad.
It's yeah. Like
it's the opposite. It's like the, you know, it's like the opposite of self-care to just like,
yeah,
be like, all right, time
to counter that though.
Time to watch a bunch of dumbass shit that I'm going to be pissed off about.
Even within friends, like I've gone through so many phases where I'm just like unfollowing people, even people I'm friends with in real life and just have a bad online presence that just like, I'll just see some of their shit and it's just like, ah, dude, I can't.
We live in the worst city for that.
Yeah. The mute button's key on Twitter. That's been helpful.
I mean, not to harp on like.
I love an Instagram mute. If an Instagram mute.
An Instagram mute would be
revolutionary.
Huge. That's what I need more than anything.
Yeah.
Cause and that's that, not to harp on like, oh, New York versus LA or whatever, but like, there's LA is such a specifically like awful city for Instagram. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I had one of those conversations with my mom last night.
Yeah.
Like a 3 hour long, like one of those. That's normally like a conversation you'd never want to have.
3 hour conversation with your
about,
mom
like,
about
differences.
Instagram?
No, like the city, cultures of cities and stuff.
Oh.
And just,
yeah.
Well, just because we're from Chicago and it's just like a different culture there.
Yeah.
Way different than LA and New York, but like. And it's not a conversation we have on the show because it's so fucking annoying. Like the, differences in the city.
Right.
You know? But I will say that like Chicago's the opposite where it's like you, it's like still got this weird blue collar attitude, even though like a lot of the blue collar culture is like gone. But like,
yeah,
it's like if you are, if something happens.
I love Chicago.
Yeah, it's great. But if you are successful in something or did something good or like something positive happened to you, you kind of have to like downplay it or like.
Mm-hmm.
Like not talk about it. You have to constantly like bring yourself down because it's like a militantly like humble city.
Oh, like the moment
people are always afraid of bragging. Like
if
you
I
just
get
never
any sort of like real money, like not temporary money, like savings account money, mm-hmm. I'm moving.
Yeah,
I'm like moving to like the woods.
Yeah, that would be sick. I've
the
to
moment I yeah. But, the moment I get like real money, I'm moving to the woods.
Yeah, like the Midwest. I think it's like
I'm like very jealous of like Hannibal's like rich now. You know, I mean he's been rich.
Yeah,
but he lives in Chicago now.
Oh, nice.
Which is like
I think he lived there for a while.
Well, that's where he's from.
Oh, okay, and then he came here for a little bit,
and then he like lived in New York.
That makes sense. Yeah, because I remember him like being kind of around in Chicago in my
that's where he like started stand up, but
sense.
Now he like lives in Chicago because he can.
Yeah, that's tight. Yeah, the Midwest it's kind of like you're almost like discouraged from like trying to pursue like especially in entertainment
put off by anybody in LA that isn't here because they have to be.
Oh yeah. But LA is the opposite where it's like in Chicago, you kind of grow up thinking like, oh yeah, I mean, I can't do anything. Like I'm just going to get a job and hate it. And just like, that's what you do. You get you get a job that sucks. And like, but LA is full of people that's like the opposite person is like the one that's like, has no talent. And just kind of grew up thinking like, oh yeah, like I could be famous for like without doing anything.
Well, it's a lot of people that were like the hottest person in their city.
Yeah.
And then they get here and it's like, yeah, nobody gives a shit.
Yeah.
There's a lot of hot people here.
Or just come here and like want to be the cool guy.
I am kind of over hot people now.
Oh, I'm way over hot people.
I'm so over it. I want to see some uggos on Instagram.
Yeah. Were you like, what do you mean by that? How does it affect you?
It's just like, I feel like I'm desensitized to...
Do you follow hot people?
Hot people, yeah.
I don't follow hot... I've never...
You've never followed, like, Instagram models or anything?
No, I don't enjoy... Like, that's a part for me of curating the
you
feed.
You don't follow, like, Amrata?
No. Hell no.
You don't?
No.
Whoa, wow.
No, I don't get enjoyment. But I've always been like that. Like, I've never... I wasn't a kid who had, like, hot girl posters in his room. Like, I don't, like... It's just not...
I had a brief Maxim subscription in high school.
It's not, like... I don't know what that would do for a person. Like, just, like, seeing a hot girl all the time. Like, I mean, I guess it's, like, maybe fun... But like for me,
like when you like
that's
you,
a part of curating the feed.
You
is
just
like,
save it for like jacking off.
I mean, that's like a whole different
you
thing.
You just save it for like when you're looking at porn. But
that's
yeah,
a whole
like,
different thing.
Just sort of passively like existing and just like looking at that is like
it's like a hot girl you don't know being your feed. I think that's like I've never done it because it's like
I get it. I get why that's
me.
Like
just like a girl you don't know that's like you're following her because she's hot. It's like what do you need in your like that's just like a reminder. That's just like a creepy thing you could do every day is just be looking at some girl you don't know.
Yeah.
That's like, I mean, that's a social media self-care thing that I recommend personally, but
is
I'm
not
just like,
following hot strangers.
Yeah. No, I just don't do it. Like, cause it's just like, and also
that's safe
or not following anybody that you like that does the accounts where they're like curate their life to look amazing.
Well, that,
I mean, that
too,
enters
yeah.
like a cliche.
Have you seen Angry Girls
like,
West yet?
No.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah,
it's like an Instagram culture thing, and but it's
it
not
really
like they do it well.
I heard it was spot on, like a little like maybe too much, like it was hard to watch because it was just like so accurate, and
right?
Worth seeing, yeah,
yeah,
yeah. That's a
great movie.
I think like that's a curation of the feed. I think probably guys do that more of following like the hot girls, but I think that goes with like
no, but
everything.
Girls
like,
follow
it's a
hot girls, like girls,
yeah, girls follow
a
probably,
lot of Emrata's followers are women.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. Like, I just, like, don't really do that. I just, I mean, I guess I follow friends and, like, people that I think make cool stuff.
Yeah.
Or, like, and I just try to...
You've never followed... But when you were a single man, you were following for horny reasons sometimes.
Horny follows?
You would follow... You'd get horny and follow someone.
Probably. I mean, if it's, like, maybe, like, more of, like, a person that's, like, reasonably within, like... Somebody that you could like
talk to.
Yeah, but I still like would try not to follow like true randoms. You know, I might like have given a follow back or something as a single guy.
Yeah.
But it's not like, I mean, I just always crack up when I see on the explore page or something, it'll be like an Emrata or something. and I'll see like a few of my friends that liked
that,
the photo. And I'm just like, dude, what are you giving that like for? What are you doing?
Like,
it's the most embarrassing thing.
I get that.
Maybe some of them aren't listening.
Yeah,
you know, I see. Everybody
I think it's
sees
just sort of a
it
compulsive
too.
Thing.
Just
but
like
yeah,
give
that's...
her one like, give her another like of she has 800,000.
But yeah, why?
Toss,
are you, why? What in. Are we doing? Feeding that?
Yeah, don't say we. I'm not.
We is you, a society. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
She
I,
might because she might notice you and just like
well,
DM you
yeah,
and be like,
Emrata
thank you
might
that,
be
like,
listening right now.
Yeah, you want to speak on that?
One of you. Risk it all. Risk it all in the pod.
So yeah, that's
that.
Funny. Yeah.
Where's
I don't
that
really know,
from?
Like,
where's that?
Risk
where's
it
the
all?
Phrase?
That's
speak
like a,
on that.
Oh, speak on that. Oh man.
Speak on that.
I don't know. I think it's just a general phrase. Does
I like that. I kind of wish we called the podcast speak on that.
I feel like that's like
speak on that.
Yeah. I feel like speak on that's more of like a black culture thing. I don't know if would that be appropriation.
Is it?
I feel
no,
like, yeah.
That's that. That's speak such
that.
A, come on.
Speak
I mean,
on that? I feel like
no,
a little bit. I don't know. Maybe
stop.
Not
appropriation. Saying speak
I
on
mean,
that.
I'm kind of fucking around about appropriation, but
stop. Jeez. Yeah.
I
jeez.
Feel, no, I mean,
Jack.
Like, I feel like that's a little more of like a church saying and like
speak
preach,
on that.
It's like white people say like preach, brother. Like preach, sister. Like those types of people.
I think
like
it's
those
different.
White people.
That's
that, like,
bad. I think speak on that is good.
So whatever.
But I also am saying this is, I had to go back and I deleted every tweet where I said lit.
Oh,
I used to say lit too much in like 2015. And that's like sort of the basis for like, I there's people that just hate me because I said lit too much in 2015 and I get it.
That's fair.
It would be that's a bad first impression.
Yeah.
Deleting shit.
Oh, you gotta delete.
Feels so good. Like deleting, like just search certain phrases mm-hmm. on your own account.
I delete tweets like right after I post them. I tweet like Snapchat sometimes.
I delete constantly. Well, that's
sometimes
the thing.
I'll post and be like, that only need to be up for 15 minutes. It's fine.
That's most of my tweets now. I tweet and delete constantly now because it shouldn't most tweets don't deserve to exist after 24 hours.
Most posts like don't need to happen. That's why I'm like, I can barely look at Instagram anymore. It's just, there's like so much posting that's just like, you didn't need to post that.
Or it's like, why?
Especially the jokes, like the memes and the jokes. It's like, dude.
Well, yeah. Speak on that.
Speak on
just like the fucking like, dank memes 420 accounts.
Yeah.
Like that shit.
Dude, I think, I mean, like last year in an interview or little speaking gig I did.
Yeah.
I predicted you've been that like a part memes of that would die.
You've been a part of that world.
Yeah, I've been like kind of a part of it. I'm viewed as a part of it for sure. I mean, don't get me wrong, I've definitely made some in my time.
Right. Well, that was sort of the...
That was
the
genesis. That's how I blew
up my account.
That's a part of
why you
blew
up on Instagram, but then you knew, you know, you got... Once you get the message, hang up.
Yeah.
Once, you know, that's the... I forgot who said that.
There's a meme...
Albert Einstein.
There's a meme bubble.
I think Albert Einstein said that.
There's a meme bubble. And I've always like felt like it was going to die this year.
It's popped.
Yeah. The meme bubble is way popped. What were you talking about before the show?
But people are still latching on to that. Like,
oh, they're still cling. Everybody's cling. The account admins are clinging on.
Like the fact that people are still making like jet fuel.
Oh, that's crazy.
Jokes and shit.
Yeah. Well, it's like, because that's why memes are bad now, because it's like, they used to be like original jokes that would like have their phase, but now it's like, the people who run the accounts, like, they aren't, they don't, most of these people, like, don't make jokes themselves. They just, like, aggregate the content, and they, like, and then they've, like, run out of stuff to post, so they try to make their own, and they just, like, use these, like, meme format jokes that, like, are long
dead,
be
like,
or they're just,
some,
like, fuck it up.
Bad just, like, stock photo, and it's, like, a lot of times, like, it feels like an alien,
like a bot made it or something.
Yeah. Like it's very like algorithmic,
like AI made it, and they're just like, so you just like just taking elements of like popular posts and combining it.
It is very cop,
where there's no
like
punchline. It's like not a punchline. Yeah, cop behavior. Yeah,
it is. A lot of like memes online are cop like behavior.
Absolutely.
That's the thing, is a lot of those people would like make fun of like Hello Fellow Kids type shit, but it's like, you're doing it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I've always made like stuff, and like, I don't even, I barely have made like memes.
You've always made good starter kits and whatever.
Yeah, I made those for sure. I think I was like probably one of the first people to make the big, like the super obnoxious long ones, you know, like at least.
Like, I can't tell the difference sometimes when I'm just like scrolling. Like, it just feels like it's all like this coming from the same account, where it's just like, you know, self-care meme shorty.
Yeah, there's, I mean, there's a bunch of like those genres, like, now.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's
one person will do one thing that like, it's like their thing and it's kind of funny, and then, I mean, like for me, it was like the monster, like sick, like the jokes about like kind of like that genre of like middle school, like a perception
throwback
of like being a badass in middle school.
Right. Throwback, like middle school flames.
Yeah. And it's
flames
like
on the shirt.
I've done that. And it's like, you know, you do something until it's like,
and
you've done it.
Well,
it
that's
enough.
Like that is something that is shitty about the internet, is you create something that's like original, that's your thing, and then other people run with it.
Yeah.
And then because so many people have run with it, now you're just perceived as one of the people that's running with it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then
like,
people are
lump
like
it in.
Yeah, and then it's like,
you don't get to choose when your joke dies.
And then nobody can tell like who originated it.
Yeah.
And so that's like sort of, that's a good reason to cut
it's
back
weird,
on.
Yeah, it's weird to see when like a joke you started that had a punchline gets like turns
and then
into
it,
a
like,
genre.
Lose its, it
without
loses
a punchline.
Its personhood.
It was, the sheriff
and, like,
was for you. That was like for you with the
well,
sheriff
yeah,
of sucking
like
you
the
off.
Yeah, like the sheriff of sucking you off, which was a very, that was
for
like a non sequitur.
Yeah, for
and
people.
And then it was just like an emoji sheriff. It was a sheriff made of emojis, and then the tweet was like, howdy, I'm the sheriff of sucking you off. I'm going to suck you off.
It was like so.
It was just like an absurd.
So I saw it, when I first saw it, I was like,
thing.
I was so mad.
You were
at you.
Like,
I was. Everybody. Yeah. That's like kind
you
of your
loved
genre.
It.
I did, but that's like sort of like the best Brandon jokes are where like you see it and you're like, God, I fucking hate him. And then you start laughing and you're like, oh, I hate that I'm laughing at this. This but is then, so stupid.
Yeah,
he got
like a
me.
Month like, later, it was well, every it was like, corporate account was like, howdy, I'm the sheriff of Coca-Cola.
I'm the sheriff of car insurance. Drink save a good deal.
Yeah.
And it was like, I couldn't believe it. And it was just funny because it then, was all from sucking
then it's
you
like,
up.
Then it looks like I'm just a part of that. Then it just looks like I'm a part of a wave.
Yeah, you can't like, you don't
and
get
that's
to
the thing.
Choose.
And now I don't want to, yeah, so I don't want to like engage in like any sort of like memes that other people created anymore. I don't just, because then it's like, oh, this guy's like a fucking hack.
I mean, I guess that happens with like anything that gets kind of big.
Yeah.
Even like, I mean, dude, like The Hangover, Napoleon Dynamite, like all those Borat. Yeah. Like,
oh, well, yeah, that's like the weird thing. And like the weird thing about like Borat is like, and we were like joking about you said something about This American Life, and I was like, oh, how about This American My Wife with Borat?
Yeah.
And then like, that, which, you know,
yeah, but this a blue apron.
Yeah,
very
you
nice.
Know, this is hey, this is Ira Glass. Today on the show, we have a special guest from Kazakhstan, Borat Sagdiyev. But yeah, like that's the weird the weird thing about, like with Borat is it's become like so post irony.
Oh, yeah, Borat's funny.
But the
again.
Thing is, the movie is great. It's
actually,
an amazing movie.
I was watching
movie.
It again recently.
It was like nominated for an Oscar.
Yeah,
because it was great.
Yeah,
it is one of like. It is truly, the thing is, Borat is truly one of the best movies, but because, like, annoying, like, normie people, like, annoying normies, like, quoted it to death, then it became this weird, like, ironic thing where people are like, oh, my wife, yeah. Haha, wink, wink, I'm cool because this isn't, there's ironic detachment here, but the movie's good. The movie's great. It's
a
classic.
Yeah.
It's a classic movie.
Yeah, same with Napoleon Dynamite. That was good,
and that's
too.
The thing. Napoleon Dynamite, great movie.
Yeah. I'm ready. I'm entering whatever phase it is. I've been whipping out Borat impressions at very horrible times recently, and I've had a really good time.
How
with
horrible?
It. Just like as inappropriate as I can.
Like in what kind of context?
Romantic settings,
like it, during
dates.
Sex?
Not during. Not during.
Like after. As you're about to come?
No. Yeah, maybe like I would, if anybody wants to try
like
one of these jokes, maybe like right nice. After, like a little bit after, you could be like, very nice.
Yeah, it's.
Or if like, yeah, if you see your SO changing or something, you'd be like, I like you. Very nice. It'll go over really well. It's just like.
Yeah.
They'll love it.
It's a weird cycle. It. I think I know I made that This American My Wife joke earlier, but I do think that I'm at like a point in the Borat cycle where I think I'm just back at like
back
to 06 feelings.
I'm ready for Borat too.
Like, when is Sacha Baron Cohen gonna drop another like
a banger
Borat Bruno type movie?
I'm ready for it. Same. Okay, wait, but jumping back, because we kind of got on a tangent. But yeah, the meme culture, I'll bring it back.
Good tangent.
Yeah, it's a long tangent.
That's what, no, but that's, podcasts are about tangents.
I was explaining.
Every good podcast,
yeah,
tangents.
You got to control them, though, too, I think.
Every good podcast, they go on tangents.
Absolutely.
Tangents are like it's a major tent pole of any.
So we're on a tangent about tangents.
Good pod.
Yeah.
So yeah, get back to. Back to what were you saying? Instagram meme accounts. What did you want to?
Yeah. So what I was saying before, there was a bubble. So I was saying before the pod started, I was just talking to
What's
Brandon.
What's the timeline? What bubble?
I would say like the bubble we're in right now
meme
is
bubble.
The Instagram and other platform meme bubble. But what really was to me was like, you know, like, I see all the time still people are like, why do all memes look the same? Like, what's that format? Like, what people are like, what app are people making memes in, you know? Which is Twitter, obviously. It's
right.
always been
They're
Twitter
just cropping.
Is like the top text meme.
Yeah.
Which is like, memes are always been around and like will always be around in some form, but like the top text image
right.
meme, that's Twitter.
It's just
and it was
tweets.
Not, yeah, it was tweets, yeah. But it was Black Twitter, you know? Which everybody, I think most people are familiar with like Black Twitter, as people call it now,
uh-huh.
You know? But originally, like, a lot of these like early like accounts that like got big when you first started seeing memes on Instagram was like they're just like aggregating black Twitter posts and posting on Instagram with no context because they're really funny. It's funny. It's weird that that still happens too, where it's like kind of like there's white people that just make a name for themselves, like
off
just
of
finding like black culture black and like, memes. Oh, here it is, guys.
Right.
Yeah. Like just taking it, meaning like, so like there's a period where like memes were valuable in that you simply like found them. Like,
right.
But
and that's the thing
now,
is I've never, I've at no point have I ever been like the, neither of us have ever like just cropped other people's memes.
Posts, I don't think I, know.
Yeah. Like just, that's always, that's like, there's people that just solely exist as like aggregators.
Yeah.
And, like,
which
that's,
is
like,
there's just no value for it now because there's so much of it. But at first it was like, oh, where are people finding these things and stuff? It was like for the people who were on, like even you were like
who
on
made,
Twitter, but you weren't
this.
Like you weren't familiar with that like section of Twitter.
Well, that was, that's like the worst is when people will like, I feel like a lot of times like these like meme accounts will like post, you know, a cropped tweet and then just caption like, who did this cry face? And it's like,
oh yeah, that's,
you know
that's
who did this.
That's another. Oh
and
yeah,
you cropped them out
where they take somebody else's joke and just add their own reaction
and
to it. Like, oh yeah, the who did? Oh my
who
god,
who did this?
No, that's such a funny.
Who did this
too.
Is like always. I feel like most of the time when somebody posts a like who did this, they know who did this.
And like, but yeah, so anyway, I mean, like, so there was an inherent value to finding them in the first place, like these posts, but now they're just like, dude, if something like goes hard on Twitter, it's going fucking everywhere. You know, like if there's like some like banger tweet, it's going everywhere. Like you're going to see it. It's just
you
too
follow,
much.
You follow I Look Like Lil Bill, right?
No.
Josh, you know who I'm, I Look Like Lilbil.
No, I don't follow
Twitter.
That person.
He like posted that thing where it was like, on my feet, Vans, on my mind, her, that one.
Oh my God.
And
no,
like that's been, I've seen like every Instagram meme account already like repost it.
When was that?
I don't know, like last week or
oh,
something.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
I actually haven't seen that, but I've
he's great.
Like, not
he's like
attention.
A 16. He's like a 16-year-old. You know, he's just like a this like 16-year-old black kid who like loves Naruto and shit.
Yeah,
and like his display name is I want a girlfriend or I need a girlfriend rather.
This guy sounds sick.
I feel like you had to have seen him. His pinned tweet is like a video of him on top of a slide and it's him being like, hey, let me jump into your DMs.
Yeah, you know who I'm talking about.
That kid's a legend already.
No, yeah. It's, so it's like,
I look like Lil Bill on the podcast.
Yeah. So many people like that. It's like, there's just not really value in being like an aggregator of
well yeah there's people who like yeah
anymore.
They're 30-year-olds or they're old people who make a living off of like just cropping
images
cropping like posts made by like teenagers with no money
and then like they're a lot of people who have those accounts are like unable to be funny themselves or like create new jokes.
Right.
So like they either have to wait to find like more rare gems, which is like impossible, or they try their own hand at it. A lot of them try their own hand at it and just fail. Because what they're doing is that's where you get like that's where you get the AI where it sounds like some weird Google AI creating memes where they're just like kind of taking like these elements are funny, and the punchline's removed and it's just like
And it's just like a picture of like some guy wearing clout goggles and the caption is like, oh, when you eat ass and like,
yeah, they just like take
elements. Doesn't,
like,
yeah. It's like, oh, you're just like using buzzwords.
Yeah. And like,
that's,
didn't really add up to anything.
Yeah. I like, I've
and
definitely
like,
had, I've had phases where I've been
anything.
Guilty of just using buzzwords and I've gone back and just like tried to like erase that.
Yeah.
Cause like I used to tweet like 20, 30 times a day.
Yeah. I mean, I hate being like, it's fair. I don't want to
do
be a
think
meme person.
Like eating ass is like, so like, I feel like that's such a like dead internet thing now.
Yeah. That's dead.
Yeah.
I just like yeah.
Been dead. Yeah.
Yeah. And the waves, like, I just like sort of, I don't know, waves, like the internet humor waves are hard too. Cause it's like, then they get killed. So it's like good to
get killed. So
stay
fast
off that,
and,
you know,
yeah,
if you can, And that's another reason why I'm glad that memes are bad now. It's just
the
like
sheriff thing. I created the sheriff of Second
I would
UI.
Say that like and like and, on the off chance but that
I,
like
you know, I would never want to create a sheriff post that. I would never want to be
No,
like,
do it again.
I would
no.
well no, I would never want to that's not what I mean necessarily. I just don't want to be like well, like when everybody was making sheriffs.
Yeah.
It's
oh,
like,
absolutely.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be one of those people.
It's a dark world out there.
It's
of, like,
dark.
The content
That's,
people. And I just, like, don't, like, my it's friend, always been my something Lara, I've done for fun. Oh, go ahead.
Do you know Lara? She's this, like, Lara, you know, Lara Marie, I think is her handle.
No.
She's funny. She used the phrase, darks me out. Like, that darks me out.
Yeah.
Or like when you like just see some dark shit.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel a lot about
meme culture.
About
now.
Like a lot of meme accounts is like that.
Absolutely
dark
now. It's just like I've had to unfollow.
It feels dark. Yeah. It does feel like a lot of it feels very dark.
If there's like, I mean, I think most people listening to this know who we are a little bit, but if on the off chance that like you don't, you are completely unfamiliar with us, I would say that like I've made a lot of, both of us have made things that have like gone viral, like beyond ourselves.
Yeah.
Right.
Who and amongst like not, us like, has
I
not
don't
gone
think
viral.
Either of us, like not a lot of them are like not things where we're like trying to go viral necessarily. It just kind of like happens.
Uh-huh.
It's like, but either way, I'd say we're, I mean, for the most part, a lot of us, we're personally attached to it.
Yeah. Like, my lowest point was Dicks Out.
Dicks Out, yeah.
It was Dicks
huge.
Out for Harambe, and that was like, but that was me trying to go viral, and that was like,
I
don't like the person that I was at that time.
No, for sure.
I don't like who I was.
And mine, a lot of mine has been
I don't
like
the man I was last summer.
Yeah.
Summer 2016.
Mine have been more like longer, I've had like the phases of like longer things.
Mm-hmm.
And like stunts, I guess. And then like just some things that were just like more like maybe like genres or something like
right.
that. Not as much of like a, like you've had like specific things that have just like really like Dicks Out was fucking huge.
Well, that's like it's
like where it's hard. Like,
I remember
it's impressive that you got credit for it.
I do.
Honestly.
Yeah. That is wild, but I do. Yeah. Cause I, as a, you know, I don't, I'm not proud that I have a page on Know Your Meme.
Yeah.
That's not good.
No, yeah.
It's not, yeah, I'm not proud of that. That's, I'm ashamed.
Yeah.
I'm ashamed of that.
Some of the biggest things that I've accidentally started some big things that, like, I didn't get credit for, which I'm, like, kind of glad about, too, which I
don't
really
care
about.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, well, that was something I thought about years ago when I was, like, originally, like, online a lot.
Yeah.
When I would, like, go on, you know, just, like, 4chan and Something Awful, like, early on. Is I'd be like, oh man, like these people like create memes and then like don't get credit. That's so crazy. Oh man, and
it's
then
something you care
and then
about
now
it.
I'm
it's,
like, yeah, that's fucking great.
No, yeah,
I don't.
Well,
yeah,
it's hard. It's,
I don't want
having
yeah,
your
like,
joke stolen isn't fun.
Yeah, well,
it's, and it's like you know what? I memes are cringy, and I like part of me feels like, oh dude, I hate that we're even talking about it. But it's like.
No,
it
I don't want credit. I don't
new,
want, yeah.
Yeah, it's a new section of comedy that, like,
yeah.
and culture that needs to be addressed. I've always been surprised as, like, the level of, like,
when, like,
how formal of, like, talks or interviews I've, like, been invited to do based
that,
on the subject.
Yeah, that,
has been pretty
that
funny.
Like, Rolling Stone thing that came out last year. Like, I was on, like, the hot list as, like, the hot comedian, but they mentioned Dicks Out for Harambe.
Yeah.
And it's like, just, I don't know. This is, like, a thing about.
Yeah.
This was supposed to be about, like, oh, this guy's a comedian who does stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this guy's a comedian. But then they, like, mention this like, meme, and it's like, I don't...
Well, there's a few people
that
are
that.
Like...
I wish it just escaped me.
There's a few people that, like, I would say are in, like, sort of a...
Well,
that,
it's
same,
my fault.
Same
I'm not saying that it's not my fault.
We have, like, peers, a few peers, I would say, that, like, have, like, do something real with their life that they're trying to pursue, but also have, like, this internet... persona that's like loosely related, you know, and like Zach Fox is a good example. Like he's another one of those people that like
oh,
I look
yeah,
at Zach.
He's
like really funny online, but he also does stand up.
Right. He's like well, he doesn't. He's like he's
like sort of
done stand up for like a couple of years.
There's a few.
But I love Zach. Yeah. I mean,
like,
he's like he wrote a movie.
Yeah. There's like sort of an in between zone where it's like not quite like a influencer like. I'm just going to do sponsored posts and not like it's just like a weird, it's funny only in Hollywood, you know, where it's like the industry doesn't really know what to make of like the new wave of like,
well, it's like, yeah, there definitely is like this weird no man's land.
Yeah. But yeah, anyway, but like, so the point being that like memes, like it's cringy to talk about them, but it is kind of interesting. And it's like, it needs to be, it's worth like addressing. It's interesting. So yeah, and there's a bubble now that's like popped. And all these, there's a lot of people who run these like nameless accounts that like blew up. I think it gets to your head where it's like, oh, I have this huge following and they don't even know who you are. Or maybe they do know who you are, but it's like,
yeah.
And I think there's like three reactions now. People are like, some people are just doubling down, trying to like go down with the ship, basically pretending it's not sinking. Mm-hmm. The other is like, people are trying to parlay their clout into like something personal, you know, where it's like their account wasn't personal. They're like trying to quickly make it personal and like, you know, bridge it into something else where they can make money. And then, I mean, like, I don't really care. Like, I guess I'm the other type, right, maybe, of people that like have had the online stuff. I'll keep doing whatever I want, but it's like, it's always just been a funny side thing for me. So I just like, I've never like really made money off of it.
No, I've never. Yeah.
Or looked at it as like, oh, I'm going to monetize it. It's like,
yeah,
it's always, I mean,
have you ever done a sponsored post?
Yeah.
What for?
They've never, I've always done it in ways that people would never know it's sponsored. So I'm not going to say it on air. What? I can tell you after.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's been like sleuth.
Yeah.
Guerrilla marketing.
Mm-hmm.
So, but some of it hasn't been. So it's like, oh, what's paid? What's paid and what's not on Jack's account? I don't know.
I've only done like one or two.
Yeah.
And then, well, I got paid one time to wear like a clothes.
Yeah.
Like that was tight, which is cool. Hilarious.
Yeah.
I'm a model now, obviously. But yeah, other than that, you're not really. Instagram, I mean, model? I've been paid, obviously, I do a lot of like side social media consulting and like the creative consulting. I'll make like money indirectly. I've gotten a lot of jobs off of
right. That's like the best. That's like the best kind of money is always like just private money.
Yeah. Where I don't have to like, it's not me.
I want more of that. Yeah, but still pod@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Hit us up if you want, not necessarily smart, just money, just private money.
Oh yeah. Private money.
Yeah.
We'll just like, yeah.
Just daddies.
We could do
hit
it.
Hit us up. Yeah.
Speak up.
Private money.
Yeah. Dark money.
That's the like.
No, I mean, it's better.
I do think that's the best kind of money, is money that you're earning where there's nothing that like is being put out.
Yeah.
Where it's like,
I've never had to sell out.
Yeah.
Which I don't even, if I would fucking sell out in a heartbeat if somebody gave me the right amount of money for it.
But yeah.
So far, I've just never like.
I've sold out for like low amounts of money.
Yeah.
Before, I mean, I don't know. There's not like
for posting. It's just like, I mean, I
did like a.
I like the people who follow me, so like I'm not gonna post a watch ad or like some like terrible ad.
I did this like thing for this like Comedy Central, like Doritos E3 thing last year.
Oh, like hosting?
Well, yeah, where I was just like, it was just sort of like man on the street, like I'm hanging out by the Doritos arcade at E3.
Oh, yeah.
It was like,
I actually
this
remember
is like,
that happening.
This is like a lot of money for one day of work.
That's not bad, though. That's like not on your, I don't know. Did you
and
post
that was,
it?
And no, I didn't have to like post it. It was just sort of something that like
you were being hired
aired
to
on
do
Comedy
a job.
Central for a little bit. And I like Doritos.
Yeah.
So
you're
I don't.
Being hired to do a job.
Yeah.
Like, whereas like for me, like, you know, some of the sponsored
like
posts, some of the
way
ways people monetize
their
following is like, oh, I'm going to post this like terrible ad that's like possibly like a phishing scam. Like,
oh, that's
or,
like
a credit card that like, yo, like buy these phone cases and they get paid like $300 to $1,000.
Well,
it's like, well,
like,
dude, that's
the grossest shit.
Yeah. Like, what am I going to like $500 for me? It's not worth it to like.
Right.
I would feel so bad, like, bombing, like, anybody that follows me with, like, some trash.
Yeah.
It's like, I'd rather just, like, go make $500 doing something else, you know? So, anyway, let's move on from that. Probably enough time.
Yum. Mm.
What do you got there?
Oh, I'm just enjoying a bag of teriyaki beef jerky from Jack Link's. Just enjoying some Jack Link's teriyaki beef jerky.
Oh, wow. That sounds really good. Can I try? Let me try
good old
one. Here,
16 ounce bag of Jack Link's teriyaki beef jerky.
Mm. Wow.
Carnivores rejoice.
Wow, this is actually really good. You know, Jack Link's beef jerky is a really good source of protein. A lot of people don't know that. And with these new flavors that they've been launching, I've been really excited about the sweet and hot, the sriracha, hickory smoke flavored.
Working
and
out
even
with
their
Sasquatch.
New elite level Jack Link's Legend brand, which is a high quality beef. And once again, a great source of protein, especially for men who work out, men and women.
Absolutely. Working out with Sasquatch.
Working out with a Sasquatch, just like those popular
carnivores rejoice. Yes. Online ordering is now here. Free shipping over $45. That's a savings of 100%. Your favorite flavors on demand. You got subscriptions. Never run out. You're never going to run out of jerky.
I'm a big fan. Jack Link's beef jerky, feed your wild
side. Jack Link's beef jerky, feed your wild side.
Yeah, love anyway, so moving on from that, what are you doing this weekend? Yeah, I actually do have some plans. I'm going to see the new film in theaters November 10th, Daddy's Home 2. I've heard so many great things.
We didn't even rehearse that.
No. It's starring Mel Gibson, Mark Wahlberg, Will Ferrell, John Cena, and John Lithgow. It's rated PG-13, and it's laughs for the whole family, and I just cannot wait to see it.
Father and stepfather Dusty and Brad join forces to make Christmas time perfect for their children. Their newfound partnership soon gets put to the test when Dusty's old-school macho dad and Brad's gentle father arrive to turn the holiday upside down.
Wow, that's impressive that you remember that.
I know. I mean,
so I'm really excited to see
Daddy's
movie.
Daddy's Home 2. More daddies, more problems.
In theaters, November 10th. I'm super excited for that. So, anyway, moving on from the regular conversations we've had.
Yeah.
This was a good episode. You know what's funny is that... what's funny is that I made a list of things I wanted to talk about in this, and I didn't hit a single one of them. I mean, we talked for a while. We kind of went. I was going to bring up Disney. I was going to bring up...
Save it for the next Disney.
We're talking about some crazy experiences I've had at the Disneyland, but we'll just bring that up on the next pod.
Yeah, it's for the next... It's, you know, time flies by when you're having pod.
Absolutely.
Daddy's Home 2. More daddies, more problems.
You know, we only had to talk about that for like 30 seconds.
Daddy's Home 2, More Daddies, More Problems, starring Mel Gibson.
Okay.
America's sweetheart, Mel Gibson.
I'll cut this out, but just so you know, when we do those, they pay us for like 30 seconds, and we don't have to talk about it for any longer.
I'll pay them.
I'll pay them to talk about it. So it's not really worth, like, I'll pay them to talk about it.
More daddies, more problems.
I mean, you could go see the movie if you want. But anyway, I'll cut that out. But
you would,
like, next time, we don't have to keep talking.
We don't have to keep talking.
Just, like, close the bit, and we'll just...
Yeah.
We don't have to bring it up again, because it's kind of not worth it.
But have you ever noticed that... You know, like, more daddies, more problems.
I have noticed that.
Yeah.
Actually, if you get a big group of dads in a room, you're going to get dad sounds, which is the thing, and dad sense. Mm. Dad sounds
and it's,
are a thing. You might not be attuned to it.
During the Christmas season.
Yeah. Like,
during the Christmas season, and, like, that does kind of remind me.
Dad sounds are a thing people might not... know about. It's like, I kind of don't want to make any on the air, but I'll, like, next time you're around a group of, like, probably three or more dads, like grown males, you could tune in and start to notice a chorus of sounds that are going to be coming in throughout the day, which is a lot of like exaggerated burps, sneezes that are like, hear like this chorus. And once you tune into the dad sounds, you'll never be able to not hear them again. It's something you probably can tune out from your own dad, but then once you tune into a group...
Is anybody putting out any, like, dad ASMR?
Oh, yeah, dad ASMRs.
Just a dad sort of grunting?
Yeah. Just, it's a sound of a dad.
Tim Allen should do ASMR videos.
Dad ASMR, like, it's just a dad, like fumbling... It's a dad, like, sort of like kind of, like, buzzed whisper. On four beers on a Sunday, like, reorganizing cables to a TV, just kind of like...
Dad ASMR role play.
Jack off. It's a very niche audience.
son of a gun.
Do you have anything? We don't have to plug anything, right?
No, I have no plugs.
Except Daddy's Home 2 in theaters.
Okay,
in theaters
we'll talk about this after the pod. I'll explain to you how those work.
Daddy's Home 2 in theaters now.
All right, thank you for listening, folks, and we will be seeing you or talking to you next week. Enjoy. Or how the fuck do I?
They enjoyed already.
Yeah.
And the pot.
All right, it's over.
Shut it down.
We got to be better at that.